Really? The fact, most people don't love to do it. It's kind of why she kind of falls off every once in a while after a couple big hits, because people don't really like to cast her, according to things that I've read about her. So okay. There's that. All right. Reese Witherspoon, I love her. Madeline in Big Little Lies. She played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line. She was Elle Woods in Legally Blonde. Of course, she stars next to Jennifer Aniston on The Morning Show. If you've caught that on Apple TV, she is 48 years old this weekend. Kelly S. Williams, we know her best as the love of Steve Urkel's life. That's right. Laura Winslow from Family Matters is 48 years old. Michelle Monaghan, who played Tom Cruise's wife Julia in the Mission Impossible movies. She was also Mark Wahlberg's wife in the Boston Marathon bombing movie Patriots Day, and Woody Harrelson's wife on the first season of True Detective. She is 48 this weekend as well. I feel like they're typecasting her as just somebody's wife every single time. Uh-huh. And she's good at it, so I guess, you know, keep going. Your strengths, people. Jessica Chastain, who is an Oscar-nominated redhead from The Zookeeper's Wife, The Help, Zero Dark Thirty, and also The Martian. I think she's amazingingly talented. She's celebrating her 47th this weekend. Peyton Manning, who is a retired superstar who holds, like, I don't know, 7 million quarterback records in the NFL. It's true, he retired on top because his team won the Super Bowl and then he knew to get out of the game. And now we see him on game shows. He and his brothers have a couple that they're producing. They do the Manning Cast during Monday Night Football. Peyton Manning did not go down easily just to relax in retirement. He is 48 this weekend as well. Carrie Russell, love her from The Americans, Felicity, and of course the Netflix political thriller The Diplomat. She used to be a Mouseketeer with Christina Aguilera, Britney, Justin, and even J.C. Chazé. She is also 48 this weekend. Speaking of those child stars.
Yeah.
Randall Park, I think she's come out on top, though. I think she's doing okay for herself. Randall Park, who played Lewis on Fresh Off the Boat. He was also Jimmy Woo in the MCU. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. Oh, another one that I love on this list. There's some good ones. Allison Hannigan is celebrating. Of course, Lily on How I Met Your Mother. She was also Willow on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And that one time at Bandcamp Girl, who does naughty things with a flute and then eventually marries Jim in American Pie. She is 50 years old. Allison Hannigan is 50 years old.
Is she doing anything recently?
I don't think so. Not after How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. I think she just kind of relaxed because that show was on for an incredibly long time. Then from one of my other favorite TV shows of all time, Jim Parsons, who played Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory. He's celebrating this weekend as well. He is 51 years old. Jason Kidd, who's a former NBA player who's now the head coach for the Dallas Mavericks, is celebrating his 51st birthday as well. Keegan-Michael Key, love him. He is the taller Oscar-free half of Key and Peele. He is celebrating his 53rd birthday. You talk about a duo that's come onto the scene and basically taken Hollywood by storm. My goodness, Key and Peele are those two guys. Megan Price, who played Patrick Warburton's wife Audrey on Rules of Engagement. She's also Rooster's ex-girlfriend Mary on The Ranch. She's 53. Laura Flynn Boyle, there's a name we don't talk about very often. She played Donna on Twin Peaks and Helen Gamble on The Practice. She is 54 this weekend.
She kind of went off the rails, I think.
Yeah.
She lost it a little bit. Yeah.
I think that started after her relationship with Jack Nicholson. Remember that? That was weird years ago.
That was weird. Yeah.
That was really weird.
I forgot about that one.
That's been a long time, but I think that's kind of when she lost a little bit of her mojo in Hollywood, is when that relationship ended. That's what it seemed like anyway, or it was coincidental. I'm not sure, but that's kind of what it seemed like. John Wayne Bobbitt. There's a name none of us will ever forget. He's celebrating his 57th birthday. Maren Hinkle, who's John Cryer's ex Judith on 2 and a Half Men. Now she's Midge's mom on the Amazon original series, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Dr. Miller on the ABC sitcom Speechless. She is 58 this weekend. Richard Grieco, who's Officer Dennis Booker on 21 Jump Street and Booker. He also had a cameo on 22 Jump Street, which would only be appropriate. He's 59 this weekend. WWE superstar The Undertaker, whose real name is Mark Calloway. He is celebrating his 59th birthday. Star Jones is 62. Of course, she was a famous lawyer, was one of the first of the panel on on The View, and then that all went sideways, and now I don't really know what she does. Anyway, she's celebrating her 62nd this weekend. Kelly LeBrock, oh, she is the virtual dream girl Lisa in the movie Weird Science. She's celebrating her 64th birthday. 99 left balloons, or 99 red balloons, depending on if you want the German or American pronunciation. Singer for that one, Nina, is celebrating her 64th birthday. Matthew Modine is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. Dr. Martin Brenner on Stranger Things, he was Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket, Joe Slovak in Gross Anatomy, and most importantly, he was Loudon Swain in Vision Quest. He is 65 this weekend.
And what I hear resume. He's going to be officiating over Millie Bobby Brown. Yes. Well, actually, I call her Millie Billy Bobby Brown.
I know, it's hard. Kinda, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Right. Yeah. He's going to be officiating at her wedding, I guess.
Yes, because she is marrying Bon Jovi's kid in a few months here, or weeks, or I don't even know when that wedding is officially. But yeah, she asked her TV dad from Stranger Things to help her out with that. Carlton Cuse, who was the Lost creator, and he also had other shows, including Jack Ryan, A&E's Bates Motel, and the FX Vampire show The Strain. He's 65 this weekend. I'm assuming just coming up with Lost, he's a favorite of yours, right?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a weird thing because J.J. Abrams was the guy in charge of coming. He was offered the pilot for Lost.
Sure.
And then Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof were kind of the showrunners for Lost, and they really took it to where it needed to be. So,
right.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the creators.
One of the guys up there. I love it. Amanda Plummer, who is Honey Bunny in Pulp Fiction, District 3 tribute Wireless in the second Hunger Games movie, Catching Fire. Her dad happens to be Christopher Plummer, the guy who played Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, and J. Paul Getty in All the Money in the World. She is 67 this weekend. Lena Olin, who is Jennifer Garner's double agent mom on Alias, and she's also the amazing Josephine Muscat in Chocolate. She is celebrating her 69th birthday. She's a beautiful woman.
Like the rest of us should just,
yeah, the rest of us should just strive to look for like her, men and women, quite honestly, because she's amazing. Robert Carradine, who played Louis Skolnick in the Revenge of the Nerds movies, was some of your favorites, right? He was seriously injured in a car accident in March of 2015. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Donna Pescow, Annette in Saturday Night Fever, is celebrating her 70th birthday. Chaka Khan is celebrating a birthday today. She is 71 years old. You're never going to get her name just once. You're going to get it twice, and especially I Feel For You, which we'll play here in a little bit, too.
Awesome.
She's got a lot of hits. Ain't Nobody, I'm Every Woman, a couple more that you can add. Bob Costas, according to his Wikipedia page, he's a smart interviewer with encyclopedic knowledge and a devilish sense of humor. He's celebrating his 72nd birthday, and I think somebody should tell Bob Costas to quit writing his own Wikipedia description. Honestly, of course, great with the world of sports, right? I'll never forget him though when he went to the Olympics a few years ago and then got that like eye infection, and it was pretty bad. It was bad.
You got to go on camera with that
it was
stuff.
Bad for Costas in that particular Olympics. Tommy Hilfiger, fashion designer, is 73. Andrew Lloyd Webber, composer of Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Phantom of the Opera, and Cats, he is 76. This weekend. If you're a fan of CNN, Wolf Blitzer is also 76 this weekend. And then you've got William Shatner on the list, Captain James T. Kirk, Sergeant T.J. Hooker, and the musical mastermind behind Rocket Man. William Shatner is celebrating his 93rd birthday this
Captain
weekend.
Kirk
so there
T.J.
you go.
Hooker, the we just want, See, now, we, if you want to really challenge the listeners, pull out. Find Rocket Man, his version of Rocket Man, and then play that in the 8 o'clock hour.
I don't know how that will challenge them, but it'll challenge everybody in some sort of way. We are not going to tell my husband that William Shatner is celebrating a birthday this weekend because I'll be stuck watching Star Trek all weekend long. So we're just going to pretend that's not happening.
Would that be worse than the game shows? Come on.
Honestly, it's a toss-up. And if there was a game show about Star Trek or there was like questions, it'd be all over. He'd just combine everything. You throw a few docuseries in there and documentaries, and my husband, he would never leave the TV again. It would be all over. Be careful.
I don't know if you remember Battle of the Network TV Stars back in the day.
Yes, yes.
Was on that a few times, so he, your husband could pull that one up.
No, we're going to pretend that didn't exist. If you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM also hope you have a wonderful day. And if you do want to add somebody, remember it's easy. Just text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast, ending this snow by mid-morning, maybe some sun this afternoon, and then waiting for a potential bigger system of winter weather coming our way starting tomorrow night, really into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, though. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio. Refreshed.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire fence in El Paso, overwhelming National Guard troops. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports from Dallas.
Agents that work this area and are familiar with the case tell me that this all started when Texas troops tried to corral migrants, a group of migrants that were actually on U.S. soil. And things definitely got tense after several hours. The governor did post on social media that today he's telling them to put more razor wire back in that area.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative and immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez bowing out of the Democratic primary, says he will not run while he is facing that May trial on corruption charges, but he has also hinted that he may run as an independent. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho, has been caught along with an accomplice, both men now accused of two murders. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A woman has died and a man received non-life-threatening injuries following a crash that happened Wednesday in Dodge County. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened on State Highway 16 and 60 near O'Connor Road in the town of Elba. The Sheriff's Office received 911 calls around 7:48 in the morning of a two-vehicle crash. According to authorities, the initial investigation shows that the 22-year-old Watertown woman's vehicle was traveling on State Highway 16 and 60 and crossed over the center line and then collided head-on with a 60-year-old Partyville man's vehicle. The woman was taken out of the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other occupants in either of the vehicles. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me feel for you, Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do, do you feel for me the way I feel for you, Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do, I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too, and let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my
charm, chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
I feel for you. There is Chaka Khan, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Of course, if she's celebrating her 71st birthday this weekend, Finn, then we're going to play some Chaka Khan this morning here on Max FM. And who's going to go wrong, really, with I Feel For You? It's such a great song. It's actually one of my favorite beginnings of a song ever. And she can get away with saying Chaka Khan, unlike Jason Derulo can get away with always saying his name at the beginning of a song. I don't know. It works for Chaka. We get it. She only did it in one song. Jason Derulo does it in every single song he's ever put out. Like, he doesn't want us to forget, or maybe he doesn't want to forget. I'm not really sure, but we're never going to forget you, Jason.
Sorry, Jason, you're not Chaka Khan.
No, you're not. Not even a little bit. But I do love a good Jason Derulo song every now and then. All right, so we know, even if you're looking outside this morning and it doesn't feel like it, it is actually Easter season, which means there's a pretty decent chance that at some point here you're going to encounter some black jelly beans, which for a lot of people is going to be a problem. Maybe just jelly beans in general. I'm not a big jelly bean fan myself. And I only bring this up, Finn, because a recent survey asked people about several different controversial foods and wanted to know whether we think that they're nasty or delicious. So let's see how picky we can be, all right? Black licorice comes in at number one on this list. Now, I know you're actually a fan of black licorice, right? We've had this discussion. 59% of people, you're in the minority, say that it's gross, by the way, just in case you're wondering. I am not a black licorice fan. I've had black licorice. I've tried it. I've tried to give it a chance on more than one occasion. Everything from like the really cheap stuff in the store to the really good stuff that you buy in a candy store. Something about it, it just tastes weird to me. I don't know. Maybe it's the coloring too. It throws me a little bit. I don't want to eat anything that's black. Give me a good old red vine and I'm ready to go for the day.
But I like those too.
They're good.
I like
they're
the
good.
Black licorice, or as I call it, licorice. You know, I don't know. I mean,
why do we have to differentiate?
The color
it's
that
fine.
It usually is. So, but yeah,
it's
but
good. It's good.
I find that I really like strong flavors.
Okay.
Unless I'm sure there's another one that is on the list that you're going to mention that I'm absolutely not a fan of. But
I have an aversion to things that are polarizing. I don't want things to have too much. Like, I like my flavors blended together, which is weird because I don't like things mixed on my plate. But if it's meant to go together, or it's like we do a lot of sheet pan meals here in our house, right? Like, that's a perfect example. So tonight, for instance, it's chicken apple sausage with Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes, all cooked on a sheet pan with like this amazing balsamic vinaigrette kind of topping, and it's all mixed together. Then I like those flavors together if they're meant to go together. If they're not meant to go together or they're too polarizing, nope, I'm not doing it.
It also kind of sounds like you're more of a sweet fan.
I am.
Because you don't like spicy food, right?
No, not. It depends on the level of spice, right? Like, there's a level of spice that I can tolerate. And when you get above my threshold, then I'm pretty much going to tell you no more. Right. I'm good. But I don't like bland either, if that makes sense. I don't need it to be too over the top. I feel like I can get a really good idea of how something tastes without my mouth being on fire.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the boys, there's a couple of the boys in the family that to me, it just seems like they're trying to prove something when it's
where it has to be so hot all the time.
Yeah. Like if it's a Thai restaurant. Okay.
Yeah.
And they go for the 5 stars. We only have a couple of them in the family, but there are a couple of them that, oh yeah, I got to get it's gotta
right.
You can't even taste the food.
I know.
Then.
I know. See, Dexter's the same way. I totally understand because Dexter's the same way. The hotter, the spicier, the better. He's happy. Mm-hmm. He's happy.
Your mouth is on fire. You can't taste the food.
Right? Okay. Where it takes you like 3 days for it to actually cool off. Yeah, nobody right. needs that. No, it's fine.
And I like spicy food. I like
right.
hot food. Yeah.
Yeah. I like I said, for me, it's level of spice. Like, I don't need my mouth to be on fire to understand that it tastes good.
Sure.
Like, that's yeah. where I'm at. Blue cheese is number two on the list. 42% of people say it's gross. Well, you've never had a Wisconsin homemade blue cheese at a supper club then, because that's absolutely delicious. And to me, blue cheese is, I don't want to say anything negative against ranch. I feel like ranch is a little overplayed though, right? Because everybody does ranch dressing. Blue cheese to me is just a little step up from ranch. Like, it's not that big of a deal, really. But again, each their own, and you got to try a supper club blue cheese at some point.
Well, yeah, but blue cheese is a little goes a long way.
Right, exactly. You know? And maybe that's why I love it, because I don't have to douse my entire salad with it in order to get a flavor. Like, just a titch of it out of the little cup that they provide on the side, it's really all I need in order to have a really good flavor on my salad or whatever I'm using.
Mix dressings, like, because sometimes we will do ranch and French, and just
my husband calls that French. Yes,
ranch,
he does that. I do not. I'm not a French dressing fan at all. I don't like French dressing. Maybe it's because when I grew up, my mom was a big fan of Dorothy Lynch dressing, and so every time she made a salad, she put Dorothy Lynch on
gotcha.
It, and I wasn't a big fan
out.
Of. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Dorothy Lynch, and then she had a couple other salads that she'd make at holidays where there was like a Dorothy Lynch drizzle over the top. It was like a lettuce pea kind of thing. It was my dad's go-to salad. My dad was amazing at making it, but no, it was sweet at the same time as tangy. And I was like, this is weird. I don't need my veggies to be this sweet. So I wasn't a big fan of that one. So
then I would bet that you're also not a fan of Thousand Island.
No, I don't like Thousand Island either.
See, now I really like Thousand Island, but
I am more of a vinaigrette type person. Your blue cheese, if my vinaigrettes aren't available, and if I have to, I'll go with an Italian if there's no vinaigrette available at a certain establishment or if I'm in a hurry. But otherwise, no, I'm not a Thousand Island, not French. No, I'm good to go. And my husband is a French person. That's what. In fact, here in the great state of Wisconsin, it must be a thing because we'll go into any supper club and he'll be like, can I have some French? And they'll be like, do you want those mixed or on the side? Okay. You go to South Dakota and say that, and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. They got nothing. They got nothing to help you out.
It's a regional thing.
It must be. It has to be. Olives comes in at number 3 on the list. 32% say that they're gross. They did not specify what kind of olives. Because here's the thing. When it comes to a green olive, I only want that in my martini. I'm not drinking that. Or I'm not eating that otherwise. Black olives, though, give me all the black olives you got. I love them. I'll eat them straight out of the can. They're delicious.
Do you do those on pizza at all?
Yes, I do, depending on what kind of pizza. If I'm doing like my Hawaiian concoction, then absolutely not. Those just get in the way and they overtake the power of the pineapple. Yeah. But if it's just like, I'm doing kind of an everything with some beef or some Canadian bacon on there. Oh, yeah. Onion, mushroom, the green, the black olives, the peppers, all of that good stuff for sure. Number 4 on the list. Beets. 30% of people say they're gross. Here's what I'm going to say about a beet. I do not want to cook a beet. I am not going to eat a beet plain on my plate. However, there are some amazing restaurants in this state, in fact, that serve amazing roasted beet salads. And I never thought that was something I would ever say in my entire lifetime. And I cannot wait to go to those establishments to get a beet salad because they are so delicious. I don't have to prepare the beets, though, to smell them. And I think that's what it is. They're just there. They're pretty on a plate, in a salad. And if I put enough blue cheese on them, Finn, you're never going to taste the beet. I'm kidding. They're very good. They're very good.
I'm not sure if it's a blessing or a curse, but my wife is Polish, so beets frequently come up. And so there was one time when we were in Old Montreal, because I have no time for beets.
Oh, they smell.
And we were in Old Montreal, and we went to a Polish restaurant there. Great food.
Sure.
You know, everything was great. And she ordered the beet soup, which I would say once or twice a year, her mother always makes. And my wife always gets beet soup from her mother.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so we were in Old Montreal and she was like, try it. I'm like, no. Finally, I relinquished and I tried it.
Does it taste like they smell?
Well, you can't get away from that smell.
The smell is horrible.
That's
right.
The thing. It's that earthy, dirt smell.
Yeah. See, and that's why I can handle a roasted beet salad, because the smell isn't so strong because they've already been roasted and then they're served cold. They're not hot when they come out. So you don't really get that smell. And then, of course, you can mix them with other things in the salad, right? So you don't get just the beet is kind of how it is.
Yeah.
And again, I would never, ever try like beet soup. No, that just sounds awful to me.
It's pretty disgusting, but she loves it. And partially I blame my mother. Because when I was really, really young, she knew that I hated beets, could not stand. And, you know, she was trying to get her kid to eat his vegetables.
Veggies, yes.
But because I was young, stupid, and naive, she would sometimes serve. So sometimes we had the cranberries, like the sliced, the canned cranberries.
She'd slip them in there, wouldn't she?
She would try to fool me, you know? Because I liked the cranberries, you know, and then I would taste the beets and it was absolutely
beets and cranberries
vile.
Are not built the same. They're not, no. They are not the same thing. The color, yes, maybe a little close, but no, not the same thing as far as taste. I think they're an acquired thing. My mom and dad used to love beets. And I just, as soon as it was beet night, I was like, give me anything else that you have besides a beet. And my mom was always good. She knew that that was one that she just wasn't going to get me to relent on. And she was okay with it. So she would make me green beans or something like that on the side. But unless it's in a salad and I'm covering it with champagne vinaigrette dressing, I'm probably not eating a beet. Just Just saying. Raisins comes in at number 5 on the list. 26% of people say that raisins are disgusting. They got to be in something. I'm not a big fan of a raisin, just plain. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. But you put them in an oatmeal raisin cookie or something, all right, sure. I'd rather have a chocolate chip, but, you know, I'll make away with raisins.
See, and there were polar opposites. I'm exactly the opposite. If you give me a raisin, I'll eat it. I'm not super stoked or jazzed about it. But I can't have it. My wife likes raisin toast, cinnamon raisin toast. Don't like that. I don't like raisins in oatmeal cookies. I'd rather just have an oatmeal cookie with nothing. I like oatmeal cookies, but not with raisins.
Yeah. See, and I'm kind of the same way. Like if there's a raisin in it, fine. Okay. I'll make it work. I'd rather have the chocolate chip in my oatmeal raisin cookie, but that's fine. I'll eat your, raisin. Mushrooms comes in at number 6 on the list. 24% of people say they're gross. Well, yeah, if you're just eating a plain old mushroom, that's disgusting. Right. If you're using them in something, like I'll saute them with spinach and peppers and onions and put them in things and use them in omelets and stuff like that, then I think they're fine. Sometimes I'll dice them up really small and put them in homemade spaghetti sauces and stuff like that. And I think they're fine, but I'm never going to sit down and take a handful of mushrooms and be like, these are delicious. That's kind of gross. Tofu comes in at number 7. 20% of people say it's gross. Is it really even edible? I mean, honestly, at this point, I think we could beg the question, is tofu even something we should be eating? I'm not even really sure that it's actually a food, quite honestly.
It's something that you really have to work with.
Yeah,
I mean,
you do.
You really have to marinate it and get it to soak up. Like, you know, I mean, if you
get
throw
it to soak
it
up the other flavors around it, then it's pretty delicious. Yeah. And I know we have a couple of restaurants in Baraboo who make amazing dishes using tofu, and I have eaten them, and you would never in a bazillion years guess it's tofu, and they are delicious. I don't have those skills, so I'm going to stay away from it. I'll let the professionals use the tofu. Sushi comes in at number 8. Ugh. 18% of people say it's gross. I know there's a lot of people who love sushi, and bless you people who love a good sushi dish. Obviously, seafood for me is kind of an issue as it is. And then if it's not cooked, that's really an issue if it's not cooked. I can't do it. I've tried so hard.
We can't all agree on everything.
It's
we can't
just
all have
not happening. It's not happening. And I have some of my best friends in the Twin Cities who love sushi. So we always made a compromise. You find me a nice, like, Asian blend restaurant, one of those Asian fusion places, so I can get, like, something cooked, and you can get the sushi. And we were always happy, and we always had a great time. Because we could agree on the rest of the menu. Like, we could agree on the appetizers. Who doesn't love a good crab around? Rangoon. Come on now, people.
So good.
They're so delicious. I mean, we could always agree on that. We could agree on the teas. We could agree on all of that. But I'm like, don't you dare try to make me eat raw fish today.
Well, and again, not all sushi is created equal.
Right.
You know, if you go to a good sushi place, it's fantastic.
Right.
You know, but don't pick up sushi from the gas station.
No,
you
know,
that's not something
that just
you
spells
do.
Food poisoning waiting to happen is honestly what that does. Marzipan comes in at number 9 on the list. 18% of people say it's gross. I guess that's just kind of a flavor that some people. Is it really a flavor to marzipan?
What exactly
though?
Is that?
Oh, marzipan. I don't even know how to describe it. I've had it before, and it's been a really long time because it's not something that I just flock to. It's
is that
just
that
like
fluffy. Almost.
Yes. Yeah. It's traditionally found in confectionery shops, and it's basically just the little fluffy stuff that you like to eat. It's all—it's like an almond candy dough is essentially what it is.
Okay.
So I don't dislike it. I mean, I'm not going to grab it as my go-to, but I know some people who love marzipan. They can't live without it, can't wait for the holidays to roll around because that's usually when you see it everywhere. Peas comes in at number 10 on the list. 16% of people say peas are gross. No, they're just a veggie. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really have a strong opinion one way or the other about a pea. Pickles, 16% of people say they're gross. I love a good bread and butter sweet pickle more than I love a dill pickle, even though I do really like dill pickles as well. But I'm more of a bread and butter kind of pickle eater. So I love either, but I'll always flock to the bread and butters first. That's just kind of me. Again, it's a sweet preference, though.
Yep.
Broccoli. 9% of people say broccoli's gross. Oh, I love broccoli.
Yeah, I love broccoli.
Broccoli's one of my favorites. I make broccoli roasted in the oven. I make broccoli sauteed in a pan. I mix broccoli in with omelets. I mean, I use broccoli for basically everything. I love broccoli. We are a huge broccoli family. And out of all of the veggies, we have a handful that we can all agree on, and broccoli is one of them. So it happens to be an easy one for me as well. Carrots finally rounds out this list. It comes in at number 13. 5% of people say they're gross. It doesn't really specify if that means they're cooked carrots or they're raw carrots, but for a lot of people, it's not going to make a difference. I'm also a carrot fan. I do really, really love
I like carrots.
Cooked, not cooked, I'll eat them. I take mini cucumbers and carrots, and I'll stick them in some sort of aioli that I make here at the house, and that's usually an afternoon snack for me because they're absolutely delicious. So I do love carrots, and then, you know, when it comes to the holidays and different things like that, I make a mean honey cinnamon slow cooker carrot, which is, they're so delicious.
Those are good. Yeah.
So delicious. So I love a good carrot. Now, when it comes to cooked carrots, though, and really any vegetable, I have to cook those things till they're basically mush in order to get Corey Hartman to eat them. They have to be basically mush. There cannot be any crispness left to them whatsoever because then he will complain through the entire meal. So they basically have to be cooked to mush before he will be happy and satisfied. Green beans and carrots are two of the worst. Everything else he'll deal with, but he doesn't love it. But
the dealing with, I can totally understand because how you are with, if food is on your plate, the food can't touch.
Right.
The way I am with vegetables is I'm not going to say I love any vegetable.
Right.
So whatever's on my plate, I'm still the five-year-old. I'm still the
kid
that needs to eat his vegetables. So I always eat the thing I like least.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Oh,
I
you do the first
to
yes.
get it out of the way, so I can get onto the good stuff.
Yes, no, I get that as well. I was gonna say you're either gonna go that way or you're gonna save it for last to get because you want to eat everything else that's yummy first. So
I feel like it's ruined the. You know, you have the good stuff. You've tasted the good stuff, and then it's like
the beets have just totally set the entire thing back. Is essentially what's happened.
On a positive.
All right, a quick reminder here as we talk about food to make you ultra hungry this morning that you're going to have another chance to qualify during the 10 a.m. hour in the statewide Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Get that Civic Media app ready, and if you don't have it, download it from your Google or your Apple store, and then Finn, you're going to have another word during the 10 a.m. hour so we can get some more qualifiers for a getaway to Chula Vista Resort, and of course the summer grand prizes, which include a blender, a patio love seat, and even some bicycles. I mean, I know it doesn't feel like summer out there today, but eventually it will be here, and we're going to have you all ready to go, and you're going to have a chance to qualify during the 10 a.m. hour. If you don't get in on that one or you want to get yourself doubly qualified, you're going to have another chance during the 1 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour today. More chances to qualify. Taking a quick look at your forecast, definitely not spring-like out there over the next few days. Snow is going to gradually end this morning, 37 for a high today, clear down to 18 tonight, then partly cloudy, 36 tomorrow. More snow tonight into Sunday, tomorrow night into Sunday. And then we have a start of a winter storm system that could actually impact the area Sunday night all the way through Tuesday. Obviously, we're keeping an eye on things. We'll let you know what's going on as far as weather goes. Right now, it is 28.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here care in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash & Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash & Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
99.7 Max FM.
There is Red Red Wine, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:42 right now, and March Madness is officially underway. Badgers get their game started tonight at 8:40 when they play James Madison, by the way. And since this is college basketball, Finn, and because people love the brackets, fans in every corner of the country basically have some sort of rooting interest in March Madness. And there's a new March Madness poll out, and it found that college basketball basketball fans in the South claim to be the most knowledgeable about the sport. They're also most likely to have lucky snacks that are relevant to their team or their region, interestingly enough. I don't know what lucky snacks are. I've heard of lucky underwear, socks, and jerseys, but never lucky snacks. They're also most likely to drown their sorrows in snacks when their team loses. Well, all right. We've all done that, Packers fans. We know how that goes. Fans in the East are most likely to accidentally throw their plate when experiencing extreme emotion during a game. Now, overall, 93% of college basketball fans prefer to add some level of heat to their game day foods, and here's how that breaks down across the country. Fans in the West and South are most likely to prefer a hot level of heat on their food, so they're probably like your boys, using a little bit of the level 5 Thai stuff when they're making those snacks. Fans in the East generally want a medium level of heat, and Midwesterners, we go for something a little bit more mild on the spice level. We have no tolerance against this stuff at all. It's got to be the Norwegian and roots, Scandinavia coming through big time up here. Now, here are a few more random stats. Easterners are most confident that their favorite team can win it all. Westerners are least confident that their favorite team can win it all. Both Easterners and Westerners tied for most competitive. Midwesterners are the biggest underdog fans, the fans most likely to love buzzer beater moments, and they're the, quote, least likely to go on a date each month, which sounds like kind of a hit below the belt, quite honestly, and like we're just trying to get digs in there at the same time we're doing this March Madness poll, but whatever. Easterners are most likely to add condiments to pasta and cookies as well. What kind of condiments are you adding to your cookie? I mean, I've got a few questions. Pasta, I get. Maybe there's some cheeses and things involved.
Right.
But what are you possibly adding to a cookie as a condiment? Because I think of like salad dressings, ketchup, mustards, all of that kind of stuff. What could you possibly need to go on a cookie? Because it's already
to think
a cookie.
Of anything now,
right?
Nothing sounds like it would pair
go
up
with
well.
A cookie,
yeah.
Right? I'm trying to I'm even got just a Chips Ahoy in my head, right? Like that's what I'm thinking of. I'm like, what from the condiment section of the grocery store pairs well with your Chips Ahoy? Maybe some peanut butter if you're considering that to be a condiment. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the only thing you got going for you.
We'll
I don't
just
know.
Say milk is a condiment.
Sure. We'll go with that because that seems very, very weird. I don't care about any of the March Madness stuff. I got stuck on the cookie condiment part because I don't understand like how you put a condiment with a cookie. But each their own, I guess, going back to the list of really awful foods like beets from earlier today.
Nobody needs that.
No, except your wife, your lovely, lovely, lovely wife who loves beet.
Yes.
Her and Dwight Schrute from The Office. They should just have their own beet farm together.
Nobody likes beets, Dwight.
Right?
You should have had a candy farm.
Ah, candy farm would be so heavenly. Cookie farm with chocolate. Chocolate farm, that would also be good. I'd be down for any of that. Even an apple farm sounds way better than a beet farm, quite honestly. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Snow gradually ending this morning, and then maybe some sunshine by this afternoon. And then this weekend, though, into early next week, really, is when we could see a better chance for some more winter weather. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's elusive escape rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at ElusiveEscapeRooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
With MAXFM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. The Sauk Prairie softball team was set to open up the season tonight, hosting Platteville. That game has now been rescheduled to the 8th of April. Portage Warriors still scheduled to have their track and field team take part in an indoor meet both today and tomorrow. That'll be at Beaver Dam High School, with a number of teams from around the state attending that event. It's also indoor track and field for Baraboo tomorrow, as they're going to be at Ripon College for that invite. And Reedsburg also scheduled to compete in an indoor track and field meet at UW La Crosse tomorrow at 3:30. Thomas Sparta, Mauston, Wisconsin Dells, Adams Friendship, just a few of the many teams participating in that event as well. Bucks Guiana is back last night and returned to the win column as they were hosting the Brooklyn Nets at the Fiserv Forum. 115-108, the final. Giannis finished with 21, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. 30-point night for Damian Lillard. He had 12 assists to go along with those 30 points. They'll be off until Sunday when the squad is going to be hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament got started yesterday. Biggest upset happened last evening when Oakland took down Kentucky. The 14 seed gets the win over 3-seeded Kentucky. This is the second loss for the Wildcats in the first round in just the last 3 years of the tournament. Number 11 Duquesne also got a win over BYU. And Oregon, an 11 seed, got the big win over South Carolina, 87-73. The remaining games from round one will be played today. Marquette opens up the tournament at 1 o'clock going against number 15 Western Kentucky. And the Badgers are the 5 seed. They're going to be taking on James Madison, the 12. That'll be at 8:40 tonight. That one's going to be on CBS. With MAXFM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
MAXFM, Gem City Weather.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7 MAXFM.
It's 8:50 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. Another chance for you to qualify in our Civic Media Statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest coming up during the 10 a.m. hour. Be listening for Finn to give you another word of the hour. And get ready to text that in through the Civic Media app. Qualify for some amazing prizes, including a getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a blender, a bicycle, or maybe even a patio love seat. Remember, 10 a.m., your chance to qualify. Here's Madonna.
Oh,
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:54 right now. And a little celebrating to do on this Friday, Finn, because you know we just can't go into the weekend and have that be enough. I mean, we have to look at these calendar days, right? So today is As Young As You Feel Day. Well, there are some days when I get out of bed and it feels like I'm 98 years old, but that's all right. That's okay. It just depends on how things are going. I'm still dealing with this neck thing from my chiropractor the other day when he readjusted things. It feels a lot better than it did, but there are certain times when if I move just right or lay on it just right, I'm like, okay, that's enough. We can change that up anytime we're ready to do so. So I've got some neck stretches I'm doing now and all that kind of stuff. If you don't have a bad back or you don't have issues with it, be happy.
It's the worst, isn't it?
It really, really sucks. And I try not to complain about it, but there are some days it takes me everything I have to just like walk up and down the stairs because it just hurts. Like it just absolutely hurts. And some days are a lot better than others. I can always tell when I'm coming towards the end of my 2-week time period seeing my chiropractor, but they're, oh man. And when something's out of place, then once you start getting into place, you really feel it, right? Because then it's like that one little point that's like, nope, I'm not happy today. And that's kind of where the neck is right now. It's just not quite there, not quite happy.
Well, now, but if you do make a road trip, because you were talking about going to Milwaukee, how are you in the car then?
I don't sit still in the car. I move a lot, much to the dismay of my husband, because he's always like, what's wrong? What are you doing? Nothing's wrong. And he's gotten pretty used to it after all these years. But I have to have my seat sat just as perfectly as I can possibly get it for how my back feels at that point in time, because I'm one of those people that can't have it too far back. Like I can't have any sort of recline in it at all. I basically sit straight up and down. Like I have a board attached to my back, because if I get too much of a like recline in my back, then the lower back starts to really give me fits and problems. Right. And so when we fly too, I am terrible. I feel so badly for the person who isn't my husband who gets stuck next to me, because I shift position constantly. I'm always moving. I'm half up, I'm half down. As soon as my seatbelt thing goes off, I get up and I walk around. I'll even just walk back to the bathroom and back just to keep things stretched out a little bit, because I am horrible, horrible when I travel. And I think I would probably love it more if I didn't actually have to get there. But then that's also why when I get there, I make a point of still walking or doing some sort of small workout, because
You have to move around. Yeah, because I have a bad back too. And even when you're just in the house and you sit, there are certain chairs that will work for you, and certain chairs or on the couch or wherever where it just doesn't work. And
we don't talk about my husband's stupid leather recliners that fit his ankles just properly, because they are brutal on my back. Yeah. He says they're fine. They are not fine. So yeah, I'm kind of a pain that way, because I have to move around a lot. Or even and you'll understand this, even when you get sick and you just want to sleep for days on end, then you go to try to move if you have a really bad back and you're like, oh, that's not right. that's not right. That's not going to help at all. So even when I get sick or I get like terrible sinus infections or colds, which I periodically do, I'll get up and just walk around the house a little bit for as long as I can, because it just feels so much better than staying just
in the chair.
Yeah, you
can't be in the same position for
right?
too long.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't have to go to your chiropractor, your friendly neighborhood chiropractor very often, just be very lucky. They are amazing people, but man, it sucks sometimes when your back it hurts. And you never know when it's going to go out of place on you either, right? Like when you're going to have that one little piece of it that just is like not happy or in the right spot, and it just throws everything else off.
I just hope there isn't too much shoveling this weekend, because a few years ago I was shoveling and the back just totally went out.
That'll take your back right out of commission. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, and I understand it. It's funny because Aspie isn't even that big of a dog. I mean, she weighs 35, 40 pounds on her best day. And when she pulls too hard, we're having a really hard time keeping my shoulders in place right now. I have no idea why. That's never been that big of an issue for me, but we're having a really hard time with it right now. And so if she pulls too hard, because she's a very strong girl, even though she's not very big, and if she sees a bunny or a squirrel, we all know that they've got that jerky motion when they see, and she will, like, I'll hear its pop and I'll be like, oh boy. So that's when you slow yourself down and then you bring your arm back in slowly to your side thinking, okay, I'm hoping this is as bad as it gets right this very minute, because you just never know, right? You just never know if your back is prone to go out.
We're
like
making
that.
It sound crazy. Like we're 90 years old.
I know, it's but it is. It's terrible. It can be terrible. Yeah. And I, you know, and it's funny because I know, and I've been dealing with back issues since I've been really, really young, really young. I mean, we're going all the way back into my 20s. So this has been a problem that I've dealt with for a really long time. And so it's part of the reason why I keep moving all the time and I walk so much and stuff like that, because it just helps that all too. So yikes. Be thankful, though, if you don't have to visit your chiropractor very often. Today is also International Day of the Seal. Oh, who doesn't love a cute little fuzzy face seal? They're so adorable. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? National Goof Off Day. That's the